Alright, folks, welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Your friendly neighborhood digital detox guru Jake Carter here, back with another dose of real talk to help you navigate this crazy world one screen swipe at a time. Today's topic? Something that hits us all, no matter how much likes we rack up or Instagram followers we boast. It's about cultivating self-kindness and forgiveness, something easier said than done when your inner critic sounds like a relentless drill sergeant on caffeine overload. Ever felt the sting of judging yourself harshly for a mistake? You know that feeling when you replay a moment in your head, wishing you could hit rewind and do things differently? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. We all mess up. It's part of being human. And constantly beating ourselves up over it? Well, that's just counterproductive. We need to treat ourselves with a little more grace, a little more understanding, a little less failure, and a whole lot more learning. So, how do we cultivate this self-kindness and forgiveness, you ask? Buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey. 1. Stop comparing yourself to the highlight reel. Listen, social media is a curated illusion. People rarely show you their messy moments, their insecurities, or their struggles. It's all about showcasing the best version of themselves, and that can leave us feeling inadequate and discouraged. Remember, everyone's journey is different. Focus on your own path. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and don't sweat the comparison game. 2. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself like you would treat a good friend who's going through a tough time. Would you berate them? Criticize them relentlessly? No way. You'd offer support, understanding, and maybe even a shoulder to cry on. Well, guess what? You deserve the same kindness and compassion. 3. Acknowledge your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a list of things you're good at. Anything from baking a mean chocolate chip cookie to being an awesome listener. Recognizing your strengths can boost your self-esteem and remind you of your worth. 4. Learn from mistakes, don't dwell on them. Okay, so you messed up. We all do. Instead of beating yourself up about it, view it as a learning opportunity. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I do things differently next time? Then, dust yourself off and move forward. Holding on to regrets only weighs you down. 5. Forgive yourself. This is huge. We often hold on to past mistakes like they're trophies of shame. But forgiveness isn't about condoning the actions. It's about releasing the anger and resentment that keeps you stuck in the past. Think about it. When someone apologizes to you, do you expect them to carry around the weight of their mistake forever? Nope. You forgive them and move on. Do the same for yourself. Let me tell you a story. My buddy Sarah used to be a total perfectionist. Every little thing had to be just right, her presentations, her emails, even her grocery shopping list. She was constantly stressed and feeling inadequate when things didn't go according to plan. One day, she realized that all this striving for perfection wasn't actually making her happy. It was robbing her of joy and preventing her from taking risks. So, she started practicing self-kindness and forgiveness. She learned to accept imperfections, celebrate small victories, and be more forgiving of herself when things went wrong. You know what? The world didn't end. In fact, Sarah felt lighter, happier, and more creative. She even landed a promotion because her relaxed and confident demeanor impressed her bosses. See, cultivating self-kindness and forgiveness isn't about becoming complacent or letting standards slip. It's about creating a kinder, more compassionate inner environment where you can thrive. Remember, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and forgiveness, starting with yourself. So, go ahead, treat yourself like the amazing human being you are. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with someone who could use a little self-love boost. Leave a review on your favorite podcast app, and let's keep this conversation going on social media using hashtag social media detox real life recovery. Until next time, stay true to yourself, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.